podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Before I jump in, we're still in 2022. Before I jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. They have signed up for 2023. So we are very excited about that. Mention us. They'll take really good care of you. Give you $450 off. So we're excited about that. And go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop, if you're looking for everything you need to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking for an actual basketball coach, not someone that's not coaching or lost their job or runs a multi-million dollar, someone that's on the front lines just like you every day, trying to figure out why his guys won't run their offense or turning the ball over too much and doing all the things that, you know, we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, the nuances of it, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but the nuances of being a youth or a high school coach, come over and join us. It's a great time. Winter breaks, I say, is always the best time to come join. You can dive in. We still have that 14-day free trial and see where we're at. All right. So today I'm going to talk about the dynamics of a team. And I put them into four different compartments when you're dealing with a program and a team. So let's talk about the first one. The first one is the community or the school. You know, and hopefully at that point you have support there, you have your backing. You know, I just got off a phone call with a ttroops.com member, and they were talking about, you know, their administration and how they're supportive of them. And, you know, they haven't maybe won or lost a couple games and had some parent issues, but had the full and complete support of both his AD and his administrator, his principal or something like that. So it's nice to see that. So that's the first compartment. Sometimes we don't have as much control over that compartment. I know, you know, on social media and all the things that you see out there that people are always saying, you know, do all these, you know, it, part of it is about building young men and young women. Part of it is about winning games. Whether we want to admit it at the highest high school level, if you lose, they're going to get rid of you. You know, all the experimentation and all the things, you know, sometimes you just got to prep to try to get to the next game and get through the next game and win the next game. So you have the chance to build the things that you want. If you got to have time to do that. So sometimes I know in some of these programs, you don't have that time. So it's an honest look at that cup, the administration cup. The next one is the parents. You know, and when you're dealing with parents, you're dealing with players, you're dealing with coaches. What I think is important is, first of all, over communication, but I also think it's important to talk about everyone staying in their lane. Coaches staying in their lane, players staying in their lane, and parents staying in their lane. I think the hardest one is for the parents to stay in their lanes, to be parents, to be supportive, to be there, to help whenever they can, to, you know, support their son or daughter in their endeavors. And no matter whether the star player, or the 10th player, or the bench player, you know, supporting that specific aspect of it. And I think that's really hard for parents. I think they want to be helicopter. They want to solve problems. They want to question coaches. From someone that's won a lot of games, I've coached people questioning me a lot, and it is what it is. My resume kind of speaks for itself. But so parents staying in there, and then coaches staying in their lanes, you know, understanding the game, spending time, learning the game, willing to move, willing to improvise. I think some of the coaches that, you know, if when the 3-point line came up, and if you decided you weren't going to be a 3-point coach, you would probably be a dinosaur by this point. So it's willing to monitor and adjust. It's willing to change with the times. It's willing to look at your game, quote unquote, game plan or what you're specifically doing. I think all of those are extremely important. And then the players, I think the other three people can support the player. I think the players, you know, again, if at the high school level, you're doing maybe from a 14 to an 18 or 19 year old, supporting them, communicating them, explaining to them where they fit, explaining to them what they have to work on. It's no different than the classroom, and supporting those roles. So I think as educators, as guiders of a program, we have to remember that we all have strengths and weaknesses, and we all have to kind of stay in our lane. And I think sometimes, especially the parents and sometimes the administrations forget to stay in their lanes, and the kids do, and the coaches do. But I would encourage all of them to kind of stay in their lane. Tomorrow will be the last day of 2022, and then we'll have some great stuff coming in 2023. So again, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Great time to go over and change. A lot of changes coming. Yeah, we have some great videos popping in the next week or so. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.